This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Cam, and we're joined now by Keith Kam of the News Desk for our market wrap. So Keith, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and his delegation are in KL. How are the discussions going, and is there some development, any development with regard to the KL-Singapore high-speed rail?
Well, you're right. PM Lee Hsien Loong is in KL for the 9th Malaysia-Singapore Leaders Retreat here. So among issues discussed were water, border disputes, airspace, and improving connectivity, especially, you know, along Woodlands. There's a lot of Singaporeans and Malaysians, well, mostly Malaysians going over to Singapore to work. So, you know, it's basically to ease that connection. So yes, the HSR, the high speed rail, it was mooted in 2013. It was postponed until May 2020. That was announced in September last year. And the suspension, that suspension is going to cost Putrajaya some $50 million as a reimbursement. Just a bit of a reminder there. So during a joint PC today with Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and Prime Minister Lee, Dr. M announced that proposals are now being explored to reduce the cost of the KL Singapore HSR project. So, of course, the original cost for the 350-kilometre line is, well, anywhere between 72 million ringgit, which is what the former Prime Minister Najib said, to 110 million ringgit, which is what Lim Guan Eng says. So Tun, during the PC, gave some timeline as to where the project is, and hopefully there's some clarity now.
There is significant economic benefits to enhance public transport connectivity between both countries. However, projects have to be feasible and sustainable. It is the government of Malaysia's priority to reduce the country's debt and to ensure an economically viable project which is able to generate an acceptable rate of return. Currently, Malaysia is exploring proposals with the aim of cost reduction, and we'll discuss this further with Singapore before the end of the suspension period to 31st of May 2020.
In the meantime, the company appointed to handle the project has been doing some work.
Yes, so well, there's been some talk about this in the lead up to Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong's visit here. So My HSR Corporation, Sindhiaran Berhad, that's the company that was tasked with this. They've appointed a technical. They issued a statement actually last week, saying that they've appointed a technical advisory consultant to review the technical aspects of the HSR cost reduction options. They're looking at the alignment, some of the stations and, you know, maintenance facilities, most of it on the, well, they're in charge of the Malaysian side, so that's what they're looking at. They also add that the review is going to be looking at on-the-ground data collection activities like the topography survey data, soil investigation and ground condition assessments, which, you know, I feel should have been done a long time ago.
Fair enough. So, of course, with the talk about this mega project seeing some revival prospects, what are some of the companies affected and how are their shares reacting?
So, not surprisingly, construction companies, MRCB is one of them, Malaysian Resources Corporation Berhad. It closed unchanged at 97 cent, but it's seen some run-up in its share price in the last couple of weeks or so, from about 80 cents or so. Gamuda, we were talking about that yesterday. It's saw about 5% or so yesterday. Today, it went up a little bit more, nearly 1% higher, closing at 328. And some property developers, Iskandar Waterfront City, which is behind the Bandar Malaysia project, where the HSR station for KL is supposed to start from, their share price went up 5.6% today to 85.5 cent.
Keith, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.